I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. How do you respond to conflict? What do you notice happening in your body when you witness people arguing or fighting? What about when someone is mad at you? Or how do you feel when you're offended and you have to engage in conflict with someone? Do you ignore it? Do you run and hide? Do you speak your mind no matter the consequences? Most of us don't enjoy conflict. It is, at best, uncomfortable, and at worst, damaging, even dangerous. We feel vulnerable in a conflict, especially if our emotions are heightened. We might get legalistic, caught up in being right above all else, even to the detriment of our relationships and our witness. People often reference these divided times we live in. Sometimes it feels as though we're in a perpetual conflict. But no matter where you live or what's going on around you, it's virtually a guarantee that you will experience conflict. One of the things we know about the church in Corinth is that they had conflict. In chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians, Paul addressed a conflict some believers were having about eating meat. Some thought they shouldn't eat meat that had been sacrificed to idols. Others didn't have a problem with it. But what if an unbeliever invites you over, they wondered, should we reject their hospitality? This issue might feel far away from us today, but this was a very contentious topic in the church. Different camps were quite certain that their view was the right view, and others were wrong. And since they considered this a spiritual issue, it was imperative that God was on their side. It was serious. Paul gives them advice about how to handle themselves in the situation, and then he writes this in verse 31. So then, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Glorify God in all you do. Have you ever thought about how conflict can bring glory to God? In Ken Sandy's book, The Peacemaker, he outlines a set of values for resolving conflict, and he draws the first one from 1 Corinthians 10:31. Glorify God in all you do. Glorify God through this conflict. The Lord knows what we can bear, and he doesn't press us beyond what we are able to endure. What if the conflict you're facing is an opportunity to change? What if it's an opportunity to deepen your relationship with someone, to press in rather than disengage? What if he's maturing you through this experience? God can be glorified in us even when it's not comfortable, in the way we speak, the way we think, the grace and forgiveness we show another person, practicing mutual submission and love. God can be glorified in us. The next time you find yourself in conflict, make it your goal to bring glory to God. See how that change of focus impacts your experience of conflict. Whether you win or lose, eat or drink, in whatever you do, do it for God's glory. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.